Presentation comes from Michael Weisbach, technical leader at the IBM Enterprise Linux Services Group. And he is presenting an actual field project done at the city of Mannheim, which is one of the middle-sized German cities, and the city administration is using Samba. So please welcome Michael Weisbach.
Okay. First of all, sorry for the presentation layout. I have crashed my machine a few minutes ago, so I have only a PDF version, a bad formatted PDF version of my presentation. No, but I hope the content is almost visible. It's a good example for high availability of notebooks and yeah, I will cover high availability in my presentation as well. My agenda is a short introduction of the city of Mannheim and our team, and an overview about the project LIMAX, which is Linux at city of Mannheim. I will point out some requirements, architecture overview stuff, high availability with SteelIRKeeper cluster, some experiences with WinMine daemon and inter-domain bus, some experiences with printing in a brand new printing environment, and we'll give an overview about the project milestones and the current status. I'm working with a company called IT Services and Solutions GmbH, which is a IBM company, 100% subsidiary company, located in 12 locations in Germany. We have three solution areas, so-called solution areas: system engineering. Our Linux team belongs to this system engineering area. We also do some application iteration stuff, application porting, mainframe application programming with COBOL and PL1 and stuff like that. And we have a huge solution area called SAP services. Yeah, you guess it's all about ERP and CRM solutions based on SAP. The IBM Enterprise Linux Services team, or former community, is a cross IBM team. Consists of a lot of people, Linux built people, but is focused on the IT services. Our company is about 80% and delivers Linux projects like City of Mannheim project, and delivers Linux software services, also known as IBM Linux support, so first and second level support. The city of Mannheim is the third largest city within Baden-Württemberg, so I have a little warning for all who plan to visit Mannheim. Mannheim is a city of squares. So similar to Manhattan, but with a very, very interesting naming scheme, not like avenues and streets. So please use the city map if you plan to visit Mannheim. The client environment we found at the city was about 3,500 PCs, almost Windows 2000 systems. So it was a very homogeneous environment, and Microsoft Office 2003. On the server side, they used Windows NT servers as a domain controller, so it's an NT4 style domain, and Windows 2000 and Windows 2003 without domain controller or Active Directory stuff as a file and print servers. They also use used Solaris in Reliant Linux. On the right-hand side, you can see a time scale, or this is the time scale for the Linux system. I think this was Reliant Linux up to this stage, and yeah, Solaris and Linux systems are in production use at the moment. Yeah, for communication they used Exchange 5.5, and a bunch of common databases, Informix, Oracle, various Oracle versions, Microsoft SQL Server, and of course MySQL. This is a slide about IT strategy of City of Mannheim. The key topic is open, but not open source only. The City of Mannheim, also IT strategy of the city, is somehow related to the BMI, the German Ministry of Interior, and their recommendations written down in the migration Leitfaden, which recommends a smooth migration, not a big bang migration. So they focus on open standards. There's also a recommendation to not interlock with Microsoft Active Directory for some reasons. Use open source if possible, if the functions of our open source are good enough or better than commercial source, but also use commercial products, and you will see that we have also selected commercial products within our project to deliver the new IT infrastructure. The project Linux themselves was driven by the out of support of Windows NT for statement Microsoft. But it's not just a file server and domain server migration project. It's also a, let's call it IT optimization and centralization and server consolidation project. So various decentral organized servers should be centralized. About a handful NT domains, for historical reasons, should be integrated and consolidated into one, let's say, single administration domain. On the other side, there was a huge storage consolidation and centralization project. We have migrated all the data stored on local disks within the decentralized file servers to a central SAN infrastructure, and we have restructured the whole file system layout, including a new access control list assignment with new groups. For some of the departments, there was a 24/7 requirement, especially for the fire department, of course, and for some home office users working at night, and one of the project goals was to design an LDAP directory with a central repository for all the authentication stuff and as a address book, and to reuse the Siemens hardware. Yes, IBM is able to provide Linux projects, service projects on top of Fujitsu Siemens hardware as well. One of the commercial products we have chosen for our project is CLI Livekeeper. CLI Livekeeper is a HA, high availability cluster solution, provided by Steelite Technology. But the history of Steelite and the product life cycle is about 10 or 12 years old. It was former AT&T product, and the NCR cluster system is life cycle. Was life cycle. Life cycle is available at the moment for Intel and Power PC platform, for Linux and Windows. Windows only on Intel and AMD, of course. It's a highly modularized product, consists of a core application or core bundle, which provides Heartbeat and SCSI reservation and basic cluster functionality. And there are so-called application recovery kits for various applications to integrate, easily integrate these applications into the HA cluster. We have used or chosen software RAID, Logic Volume Manager, Samba, and CAPS, or Generic Application Recovery Kit, to build our solution. And we got a very great support from CC Computer System and Kommunikationstechnik GmbH, which is a local distributor for Livekeeper here in Germany. The environment we built consists of six new Intel-based systems. On top, there are two pizza boxes, which are 23-bit systems. The other four nodes are larger ones with 64-bit Intel systems. As you can see, there are two computing centers on the left-hand side, one called Rathaus, and the right-hand side, Collini Center. So it's a distributed environment or two computing centers with local failover or automatic failover within the same computing center. So some resources on the Samba resource here, traced over to this node in case of an error, but failover between the left and the right side, and vice versa, is only with manual interaction with the operator interaction. a little bit tricky was the attachment to the SAN infrastructure. City of Mannheim uses DataCore SAN Symphony, which is a storage virtualization product similar to, for instance, IBM SAN Volume Controller. So we have created six disks, each one for Samba instance 1, 2, 3, 4, and CAPS instance 1 and 2, distributed over these four nodes, these cluster nodes. And we have to fall back to the single part of the attachment because of SCSI reservation issues and multipath issues. So this shows the current environment. So the disk, these red disks provided by one of them of the storage cluster nodes, and the green ones provided by the other node. And we have to do host-based mirroring to have a data replication in place. This will be changed in the future. In the next week, we have a test with multipath solution and devising for multipath. So if this is successfully, we will change this environment to data replication inside the storage backend and just use multipath attachment of the Linux nodes using device number multipath and using a special application recovery kit using the Siga Live Keeper to support this. Another tricky thing is our LDAP application. As many of you know, that LDAP or open LDAP we have chosen is only a so-called single master LDAP server. There is no multi-master application available. Just one image is read-write. All other images or replicas are read-only. And we have a setup similar to the German Bundestag, right? So on one of these filter boxes, we have two instances of OpenLDAP, SLAPD. One is the read-write database, one is a read-only database called LDAP read 1. On the second node, we have a replica we don't use in production. It's just a backup for the case that LDAP master fails. And a second LDAP read instance called LDAP read 2. So our Samba subsystem access LDAP read 1 and LDAP read 2, which are also the LDAP or the Samba domain controller names. So besides this LDAP, there's also a Samba primary domain controller with LDAP backend configured. And besides this one, there's a second domain controller in a backup domain controller mode. And of course, all the read, all the write requests, for instance, from the ID backend, Greenbind backend, going to this single read-write instance. In case LDAP master fails, the read-only instance LDAP slave is shut down and reconfigured as a new master. So this is very interesting because the LDAP read 2 instance is still up and running. So in the time frame for the failover, for the LDAP master failover or LDAP write failover, we have still a readable SLAPD instance in place. These are some slight screenshots of the Live Keeper GUI. As you can see, or might not see, there are four nodes here and a bunch of Live Keeper resources or services instances. On this side, it's a little bit better. There's a tree structure with disks, with software RAID components, with logic volume manager resources, with a file system, with the IP address of Samba and the Samba instance. So these are resources for the Samba 1 instance. There's also Samba 0, Samba 1, Samba 2, Samba 3, and two CAPS instances distributed over the host computing centers. Our migration or our project has to keep in mind that there are other projects in parallel. There was a migration of Exchange to Oracle Collaboration Suite, which also provides a LDAP directory. So there's no synchronization yet between mail accounts and Samba domain accounts. And there was another parallel project to replace any printer, really any printer within the city of Mannheim with brand new HP printers. That's why our roadmap was delayed. I have an overview slide about one half year, I think. key milestones. We started with a so-called project definition workshop. It's a standard engagement model of IBM or our team to make a little assignment and hand over in the design task, make a little coaching, what about OpenElder, what's Samba, what's possible, what are the no-nos, what are the implications of the new infrastructure solution. Yeah. The main goal was to consolidate the three domains of Vata, Sapsa, and DomCG into one single domain Mannheim. And these are the lessons learned or the problems occurred during this migration. We had a little issue with WinBind unit integration into the cluster setup. Because, you know, or you can imagine that we have four Samba instances, and if three of the nodes failing, possible, hopefully not realistic, but possible. So there are four Samba instances running on different IP addresses, service IP addresses on one single node. So you can't bind the WinBind daemon on the same IP address. So you have four WinBind daemons, and yeah. So we have decided that we run a WinBind daemon on the let's say local IP address of the cluster node, including a domain account for this meshing, and have the Samba instances independent from the WinBind, which works very well. Another issue was or is at the moment blocking WinBind, so we have a problem with WinBind at the moment through the in the domain cost stuff. Yeah. Samba version 3.022, I think, from Cernet, the Cernet packages, and we will test 3.023. Yeah, hopefully next week the pre-release in is this. There are two nodes within the cluster are in production, and two nodes are just for testing. Yeah. Oh yeah, great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks to our partners, I think the strong teamwork was very important and the key of success for our project. Cernet, for instance, helped a lot within the providing some more packages, consulting stuff, and so on, of course. Okay. Summary and outlook. Oh, that's great. My title, the head of my line, is visible. We started in 2004, so now we have 2006, long time. In 2005, we have implemented the HA cluster and ADAP implementation, and there was a exchange to OCS migration and the Pinto rollout. And currently, we have the phase single pass to multi pass attachment test, and we are finishing the data migration until late summer with all the restructuring and consolidation. Yeah, and that's the last foil in case you have questions or wants to contact me. Yeah.
How many working days you or your staff on IBM
are at? Wasn't a lot. Within the design files, I think 30-40 days. Within the the project wasn't a general contracting project. So the city of Mannheim has done a lot of the migration, data migration themselves, and other stuff. And don't know, I have to check this. It's below 100 days, I think. But, is, for instance, directory integrate or the directory implementation and set up a part of the migration project, or is this not difficult? Difficult to distinguish between efforts you have for migrating the domains and effort for new topics. Nekios installation, for instance, as Stefan did. Okay.
I have to interrupt here.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for this interesting presentation. And the next speaker actually is also from IBM, John Janosik.